And we do this in remembrance, because when Jesus was preparing to have the Passover meal with them, and they gathered in the upper room, they didn't really know too much of what was going on. They didn't know about the coming of the Holy Spirit, although they were spiritual beings. But the Holy Spirit coming upon them with power and love and grace. And they knew the Passover meal. They knew all the stories of being delivered from bondage in Egypt, going out in the wilderness or wandering around for 40 days. They knew all of that. And they celebrated those, what they call feasts. And the Passover meal was one of those feasts. And when he was with the disciples, he had taken one of the things in the meal was the matzah bread and the pita bread. And when he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, he said, "Take, eat all of this. This will represent my body broken for the forgiveness of sin." And you say, "Well, that's just an old wafer." Well, it's the symbolism that's the most important thing, because we know what Jesus did, and they broke his body and put him on that cross. And he was telling them, "That's going to be a gift that I'm going to give to you. I'm going to have my own broken body to help you heal. Take, eat," he said. And then likewise, after supper, telling the story with the Passover cups of wine. I think there's four cups in the Passover Seder. Seder simply means order of worship, what they were doing, telling the story. And I thought I was being really good, getting all these little tabs straightened out before I got to this point. And evidently, I'm not doing too good. But he took the cup. The cup of salvation, or the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And he lifted the cup to heaven and he gave thanks. "O King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine." And then he said to them, "This cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin." Now, they knew there could be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, but they also knew it was because of the animals that they did. But Jesus became the perfect sacrifice. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name the cup which represents his blood of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here this morning and being a blessing to one another. And we need one another. We need to love one another. We need to help one another. And so when people have a faith relationship with Christ, that comes to be just common sense, so to speak, to know that we need one another. The Bible is full of things like Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes says, "Two are better than one. When one falls down, the other there to pick them up." That's why we need one another. Thank you, sir. So we do that in remembrance. It's sort of like a memorial to recognize Christ.